Hi everybody, welcome back to Dollar Dollar Bills, a way of life to build personal wealth and financial freedom. It's Ashley here again, and in this episode, I really wanted to kind of build off of the previous episode you guys just heard. And really in that episode, it was really specific to examples of, you know, you're in a financial issue, you're struggling financially to get out of that. You are not bringing in as much as it's coming out. You're in credit card debt, so on and so forth. I gave a very specific example, but it could be anything to anybody. And really just goes back to you're struggling in some way. How do I resolve that struggle? How do I resolve it short term? How do I resolve it in the long term? But digging in deeper and really thinking about this a bit more, I really wanted to spend one full episode talking about the psychological aspect of managing your money, spending your money, and optimizing the way that you use your money in your daily life, both, you know, professionally, personally, with your family, with your friends, for yourself. And then ultimately what I always go back to is, you know, respecting your money, thinking about your money as it is an extension of you. It's an extension of the respect that you have for yourself and the respect that you have for what it's taken to actually get that money. So, you know, going back, there's a few topics I want to touch on here. The first one is, you know, if you are going through something, life happens, you know, tragedies happen, divorce happens, breakups happen, you know, illness, death, big changes in your life can happen. And those changes, just within the nature of the change, will impact you emotionally. And we're emotional creatures, we're emotional human beings. So I think the biggest thing is, if something happens, if you have a death in the family, let's say, you know, you're getting older and your spouse, who has been your partner for, you know, 40, 50, 60 years, passes away, don't take that time to deal with any major money or you know, decisions that are going to impact your life. When you're grieving, when you're going through something that is, you know, emotionally taking a toll on you, you're not thinking clearly. You're not using your best sense, the most logical approach to making decisions and to ultimately deciding what to do with, you know, let's say you're left with a lot of money, or you want to sell the house, or you need to sell that. You know, there's so many things that can happen. Do what you can to limit those big financial decisions and those big financial moves that you may need to make ultimately, but don't jump into them. You know, in a lot of ways, you're grieving, you're going through something emotional that has happened, and you're not thinking clearly. You're not able to use your best judgment when it comes to, you know, financial decisions. So first and foremost, if you guys are out there and going through something, or have gone through something, or maybe it's taking you a while to get through something in your life, I would say, first of all, just stop. Stop. And as much as you can control it, don't make any big decisions. And they could be any decisions, not just financial, but typically financial decisions come up and are honestly, in a lot of ways, how we react to tragedy and to issues that happen in our lives. Again, it goes back to that psychological mindset and how the emotions are really so strongly tied to our financial situations. You know, not just in tragedy, but if things are going really well in life, and you know, you're a big spender and you like to, you know, reward yourself with things. You can also go overboard that way. If you got a new job and you go out, and let's say you're not working from home and you're back in the office and things are back to normal past COVID and post COVID, you know, you could be one of those people who are like, I needed a whole new wardrobe. So I would say, in so many ways, either bad or good, just think again, continue to think before you actually spend that money, especially when it comes to big financial decisions. You know, going out and buying a couple new suits or jackets maybe won't, you know, be that detrimental to your own bottom line and your financial health. But there are situations that could. So I think either way, it's always good to kind of take a step back, take a breather, pause before you do anything, and just make sure it's the right move. And if it's not the right move, don't do it. Give yourself that time. If there's something that you absolutely have to make a decision on, again, maybe get someone in your life that you trust involved so they can be kind of that second or third or fourth voice for you. And, you know, a voice of reason that kind of weeds out some of the emotion. Maybe take somebody who is a little less connected to you but can help you logically think through it. Again, if you have to make a decision on the spot or very quickly and there's a timeline associated with that. The second thing I want to talk about, and it's impacted me in my life, and it's actually the more I talk to clients and the more I get involved in other people's finances, it's such a common thing. And that is, if you are approached with something, financially speaking, whether it's an investment, you know, a life insurance policy, a new venture, a debt consolidation program, something that doesn't either feel right or make sense to you, just don't do it. You don't have to do anything that doesn't make sense to you, and I would strongly advise you don't. If it takes you many, many months to sit down and weed through it and try and figure out the benefit to you or figure out why this makes sense or why this is going to be, you know, a financially beneficial thing for you, that's a red flag. And that's probably, you know, a reason to set it aside, you know, maybe hold off and say you need more time and then give it more time and really dive into it when you have the chance, when you have the opportunity. Maybe you're in that situation right now where you're going through something emotionally and you just, you know, your brain is kind of clouded with that. Or just don't do it at all. Only do things that make sense to you. Only do things that, you know, are clearly beneficial to you and your bottom line. And again, with respect of your money and yourself in mind, that will take you, you know, potentially profitably into the next level and benefit you in the long run and potentially the short run. So, you know, those are the two main things I wanted to talk about in terms of money is one, you know, stop, pause when you have situations come up that can be tragic or can really emotionally kind of halt you. And then two, if something's presented to you, either, you know, stop also, but either delay it and come back to it when you're in a better state of mind, when you have time to look into it and dig into it and do your homework, or don't do it at all. If it's not comfortable to you, if it doesn't make sense to you, don't do it. If somebody comes to you and they sound smarter and they seem like they know what they're doing and they seem like the expert, doesn't matter. Still don't do it. If you don't get it, don't put your money into it. Just don't do it. Going back to just kind of the strong tie that, you know, the strong psychological tie with emotions and money, I don't want you guys to get in trouble when it comes to, you know, life and finances. I always want you guys to kind of disassociate them if at all possible. I've done that throughout my life. I've had, you know, ups and downs with situations and relationships and personal and professional, you know, growth and setbacks. But I've never once, at the detriment of myself or my money, impacted that. And I think that's so important because, the more and more I talk to clients, I get into the details of their life and what they're going through. There are so many, you know, everyone has them, emotional buys. You go out and just spend money. And sometimes you spend money because of the pain that you're feeling because of a situation that you're in your life or something that's happened to you that's been traumatic. And so it's really important, again, to go back and kind of reevaluate why you're doing what you're doing. Because I will say, guys, in the end of the day, let's say you went through a very, very, very traumatic breakup or divorce or something or a death. The only person that you're hurting is yourself. When you go out and you spend and you spend and you spend, you don't pay attention to what you're buying. You're buying stuff that you'll probably trash or, you know, store in your closet for the next couple of years and eventually give away to Goodwill. Maybe sell it for, you know, a fifth or a fraction of what you paid for it. So, you know, I really want you guys to, in different stages of your life, just kind of stop and think and not use money as a vehicle to, quote unquote, you know, get past or through something or try and alleviate any pain that you're feeling. It's so important to sit in your truth, stand in your truth, and understand why you're feeling that pain. And instead of trying to, you know, let's say you drown it by going to the bars, you know, with friends every night, that's still money you're spending unnecessarily. And guess what? You're not going to feel better by doing it. You're going to feel like trash the next day. You're going to be less productive. You're going to feel, it's going to snowball, and you're going to feel even worse and worse and worse, because not only are you spending money that maybe you don't have or you don't need to be spending, but you're doing things to yourself that are impacting you negatively in the short run that will also impact your long run, you know, sustainability as somebody that respects, you know, yourself, your own physical self, and also your financial self. So again, that's really why I wanted to spend a little bit of time harping on this today, because it's so easy for us to do that because it's so tangible, and we buy material things or we spend money on experiences, and we expect that those things will solve our problems or will make us feel better. And maybe sometimes they do in the short term, but it's really only hurting us in the long term. And so part of your financial journey is going to be understanding and navigating how you can utilize your money, one, to really optimize your life and your true life goals. Because nothing that you're doing in the short term to resolve that pain, I guarantee you, it's not aligning with your longer term goals. It's not aligning with your retirement goals. It's not aligning with your goals to travel the world or to eventually have a family, to, you know, invest in real estate or to have a bigger house and, you know, be able to be financially free. All of those things are short term, you know, very shallow and very narrow-minded decisions and activities and behaviors. So I really want you guys to get out of that habit. And again, try and disassociate the emotions and the feelings and start utilizing and honing in those feelings and dealing with them in a different way. You know, I think therapy is a great thing. If you guys were to spend your money on that, I think that is an absolute huge ROI and a key investment and a fabulous way to spend your money in the short term for your long-term benefits. Because it, you know, I'm not advocating and pushing a therapist or a specific therapy. I think any and all therapy is great. It can even be free therapy with family and friends, although sometimes they're too close to you to really give you, I think, the best, you know, third-party advice, non-biased advice. But I will say that is a way I would approve of you guys spending your money. That's a way I would approve you guys spending your time and spending your resources and energy, because again, I go back to my past podcasts, you know, there's a reason you guys have gotten in trouble. There's a reason that you're where you're at today. And in a lot of cases, you know, it's a very traumatizing and traumatic reason. And we got to get you back to where you're level-headed and right-minded so that you can go back to respecting yourself, go back to respecting your money and using those tools and using those things to give you that better, sustainable financial life and the financial freedom that you deserve. So again, just think very, very hard and deeply about why you're in the position you are in today, what other things you could be doing to better yourself that don't result in you, you know, drinking too much or going out and spending too much on things that you don't need or experiences that you really shouldn't be spending money on. And do some soul searching. Do some work on yourself, because your emotions and your psychological state are so heavily tied to your finances. And as much as I say you should disassociate yourself, it is nearly impossible to do that. But there is a way to be more conscious of that connection and more conscious of the relationship you have with how you're feeling and your behaviors with your money. You know, I tell this to people all the time, and it's hard because, you know, as someone who just wants to financially support and help people, there is a psychological, I'm acting as your therapist in a way, part of this, because when I do come across people who, you know, are not respecting their money, it is always related to something emotionally that's happening in their life. So, you know, I don't want to go on and on and on about this, but I think I want you guys to use this podcast and this time that I'm talking with you to reflect and do some, again, soul searching. Just sit back with yourself and with your money and make sure you're making the right decisions for you. Because again, you're not hurting anybody else. You're only hurting yourself by acting the way that you are acting and by spending the way that you are spending. The person that broke up with you, the person that you're divorcing, you know, your spouse that has passed or is ill, they're not going to negatively be impacted by this. It's going to be you and you alone. So, you know, take that into consideration when you are spending money or making decisions that will impact your financial health and your financial future. And make sure that they're the right decisions, and make sure that they are not emotional decisions, that you have, you know, thought a little bit before actually acting on them. And if you start seeing yourself getting out of control, just take a step back and, again, you know, sit down with yourself, sit down with your money and see, how can I change this behavior, or how can I address the way I feel in a different way that isn't me spending money I shouldn't be spending or I don't have to spend and not going toward my long-term goals and really supporting my own positive health and growth and well-being. So thanks guys, as always, for listening. Just wanted to kind of leave you with some of that psychological aspect, because money and emotions are so strongly tied. And it's so important for you guys to understand that, to realize that, and to catch yourself and check yourself when you can. But I will end on that note. So always remember, respect yourself by respecting your money. We'll talk soon, guys. Thanks.